Shalom, everyone. Good Sabbath. And the title of today's message is Love One Another, and that applies to you and me, of course. We must never forget that we're preaching to ourselves. Well, we'll start out with some scriptures, John 13, 34 and 35, and John 15, 12 and 13. And here they are. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you love one another, as I have loved you. This is how everyone will know you learn from me, if you keep this love for each other. Greater love has no man than that he gives his life, his life, his time for his brother. Well, I think that's all the singing there is here. How many believers would willingly eat something they knew contained pork? No. How many would cheerfully go off to work on the Sabbath? Certainly not. Now for the hard question. How many would treat a brother or sister in the faith with anything less than the type of love we have already received from Yahshua the Messiah? I think we all have in the past, but today is a day to change that. Yahshua commanded us to love one another in the way that he loved us. What an assignment. The love Yahshua commanded in John 13 and John 15 is far more demanding than any that we usually have in our human relationships. If we are to follow that path, we need to understand just what it is that he is asking of us. A married couple needs to show a lot of love to be sure of having a good family. But the husband and wife at one time did each love one another enough to get married. On the other hand, Yahshua commands that we love the brethren even though we did not pick them, which is not how marriages usually happen. Yahshua did exactly that to his disciples, and he did not pick his disciples. They were given to him by the Father. He said to the Father, Of all those you have given me, I have not lost any except the son of perdition to fulfill the prophecy. That's in John 17, verse 12, where he was talking to the Father a lot. Even though the Father chose the disciples, Yahshua loved each of them enough to make certain that they stayed close to the Father. Besides the fact that a marriage usually starts with love, married people only have to earn about a C+ to get by. Of course, it's much more rewarding to earn those A's in your marriage. Yahshua said the love he commanded is to be like his love for them. What does that mean? A+ in every way. Our love for the brethren only, our love for the brethren must be pure in heart, intelligently directed toward the highest goals, and so vigorous I printed this on two sides. It's so vigorous in application that it involves our entire soul. Of course, this love must also include our wife or husband. Old Testament love. Messiah said, "You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is similar to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." That's in Matthew 22, 37-39. Yahshua is quoting Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18. Mankind already had a Torah commandment to love our neighbor in this exceptional way. Yahshua said the Torah and the prophets were based on these principles. And a lot of religions that claim to be believers don't even accept the Old Testament. But it's good. So mankind already had the Torah commandment to love our neighbor in this exceptional way. Yahshua said the Torah and the prophets were based on these principles in Matthew 22:40. How great a love it is when we can love someone else as much as we love ourselves. That means we forgive them readily, give them the things they need without them asking and without thought of repayment, and support them in many other ways. 1 Corinthians 13, a wonderful love chapter, explains many characteristics of this love. Who can love like that? What a challenge. Even the ancient command from the Torah seems to be more than we could ever naturally fulfill. Yet Yahshua did fulfill this type of love in his life on the earth. The evangels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the record of this man's great love. Matthew 9:36, when Yahshua saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And in Matthew 9:36, we read, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And in Matthew 14:14, when Yahshua went forth and saw the great crowd, he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And other scriptures record that when he healed the sick in a crowd of people, he healed almost everyone of something. Matthew 23:37, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to you, how often I would have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not." As we see in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5-7, Yahshua was not in the habit of doing things in small measure. He amplified one law after another and showed that it applied to situations others had not imagined they covered. His emphasis was on attitude and love toward others. He said, "Do not be angry. Do not look at a woman to lust after her. Do not stand up against someone who does you wrong." And he used those principles as guides for his own life. He said, "Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you." And these principles were a part of him. They represented the way he actually lived, even to the point of praying for those who were driving nails through his hands into the tree. He said, "Father, forgive them because they don't understand what they're doing." It was a greater love. But even this love was not enough for Yahshua. He appointed and set aside a particular love to be shared among those who were his disciples. Disciple means one who learns. For those who want to learn from him, our teacher gave each of us an assignment to love the others in the congregation with a love like the love he had for us. He did not give this merely as an example, a goal, or a suggestion. The Messiah gave it as a command. He explained that the love he was talking about was the love that motivated him to give his life for us. That's in John 15:13. Yahshua did not only give up his life for us in the sense that he died for us, he also gave his body to be beaten to the point of disfigurement just before his execution. And besides that, he dedicated the time of his life to teaching men the right ways which please the Father and to beginning a work which each of us today has benefited. And not just because today's the Sabbath, but in our day, we're benefited if we follow Yahshua's teachings. I feel this all shows that the focus of Yahshua's mission on earth was to bring all the brethren to the point where they could have a closer relationship with the Father. The new command Yahshua gave us in John 13:34 and 15, verse 12 and 13 might be paraphrased, dedicate your life completely to improving the relationship of the brethren with Yahweh because you love them so much. That is what I am doing, and that is what I command you to do. That's Yahshua talking. That is how people will know that you really are learning from me. I may be taking some liberties with this text, but I believe the Messiah would strongly agree with this shading of the meaning. After all, the law, the prophets, the writings, and certainly the evangels are all directed to the task of getting people to be clean, pure, and without sin, so they may draw near to Yahweh forever. When the Son presents the entire purified creation to the Father, it is the end, the goal, the consummation of that process. The secret to loving the brethren, as Yahshua commanded, seems to depend on one thing: loving obedience to Yahshua. We must do all things Yahshua has told us to do. If Yahshua shows us that we should do anything, then we must have the mind to do it 100%, no compromises. It will also help to keep in mind that those you are commanded to love are shortly to receive, to inherit a great position. They will soon be kings and priests before Yahweh, and even children of the Almighty Father, along with Yahshua. Thank you. So what does it mean? A few of the challenging examples of this love which Yahshua gave are that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That's recorded in Matthew 8:17. Then Yahshua called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. So he found a few fish and whatever and distributed it to the disciples, and they sent, gave it to the people, and the people ate as much as they needed, and then they carried up, they took up baskets full of leftovers that they couldn't eat. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seeks that which has gone astray? That's in Matthew 18, 11 and 12. And then he said in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. I should use the correct word. Shalom I leave with you. My shalom I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid. That's John 14, 27. Don't allow your heart to be troubled or afraid. Just say, no, don't have permission to do that. And then in John 17, when he was talking to Yahshua, he said, and for their sakes, the disciples, I set myself apart to your purposes, that they also might be set apart through the truth. That's John 17, 19. And in John 13:13, he said, you call me master and teacher, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your teacher and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Got a cup of water with joy. The apostles understood Yahshua's teaching and passed it on to us in many places with instruction and encouragement. We might spend some prayerful time meditating on these scriptures, the things the apostles wrote and Paul. Looking to the author and finisher of our faith, Yahshua the Messiah, who for the joy that was set before him endured execution on the tree, dismissing the shame, and has been set down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. For consider, he that endured such hostility of sinners against himself, so that you will not be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood as you strive against sin. That's from Hebrews 12, verses 2 to 4. And Paul wrote, I am executed with the Messiah, nevertheless I live. Yet it is not I, but the Messiah that lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of Elohim, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's in Galatians 2:20. And in that book, in chapter 6 of Galatians, verse 2, bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of the Messiah. And in Ephesians, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Messiah. I'm sorry, that's the one I just read. The one in Ephesians is, I pray that from the treasures of his glory He will empower you with inner strength by His Spirit, so that the Messiah may live in your hearts by faith. Also, I pray that you will be rooted and founded in love, so that you, with all the saints, may be able to grasp the breadth, length, depth, and height of the Messiah's love, and to know it even though it passes knowing, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. That's in Ephesians 3:16-19. And walk in love, as the Messiah also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Father Yahweh for a sweet-smelling savor. Ephesians 5, verse 2. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the execution on the tree. That's in Philippians 2, verse 8. For you know the grace of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. That's in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. As we've seen, obedience to Yahshua's new commandment is not a light or easy thing. It is difficult. It's sometimes hard to do and sometimes contrary to what we might want to do. But obeying the new commandment is the very heart of what it means to follow the Messiah. He said that seeing that special love is how people will know we follow him. That love is the greatest fruit of the Spirit Yahweh gives his people. Yahshua has given us the example. The apostles have given us instruction and encouragement. And Yahweh has given us the ability through his Spirit within us. Now is the time to rededicate ourselves to obeying the Master, following his example, and loving the brethren with all our heart and soul. We perceive the love of Yahshua in this, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's 1 John 3, verse 16. My cell phone speaks out of turn sometimes. Okay, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh, for the Messiah's sake, has forgiven you. That's in Ephesians 4, verse 32. One more teaching is needed from Yahshua that shows his understanding of the great need for our love for each other in the congregation. It starts in John 21:15. When therefore they had eaten breakfast, Yahshua said, this is after Yahshua's resurrection, Yahshua said to Shimon Kepha, Shimon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, yes, Master, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Shimon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Master, you know that I love you. He said to him, shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Shimon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Kepha was sad because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Master, you know everything. You know that I love you." Yahshua said to him, "Feed my sheep." So what Yahshua was looking for as the end product here was feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, and feed my sheep. Three different activities, but each one required love for Yahshua in order to do it right. "Truly, truly, I say to you," Yahshua said, "when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you shall stretch out your hands, and another shall gird you and bring you where you do not wish." Now this he said, signifying by what death he would esteem Elohim. And having said this, he said to him, "Follow me." In verse 20 of John 21, Kepha, turning around, saw the taught one whom Yahshua loved following. That's John, the author of this epistle, the author of this book, who also leaned on his breast at the supper and said, "Master, who is the one who is delivering you up?" Seeing him, Kepha said to Yahshua, "But Master, what about this one?" Yahshua said to him, "If I wish him to remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." There's more to explain about some details of this whole interaction passage, but I need you to understand now, today, that Yahshua is making the point in the congregation, we need teachers who love Yahshua as the main essential requirement in their teaching of the lambs, and also for shepherding or guiding the sheep, and for feeding the sheep. Caring for Yahshua's flock properly is impossible without that attitude of love toward Yahshua. We see Yahshua being stern with Peter and the other disciples. It is not Yahweh's first rodeo. He knows that putting someone in charge of a congregation has led to problems in the past. The solution to that type of problem is that the leader has to have love for Yahshua, and Yahshua has taught him by his own example. Just as children need to see their parents showing love for one another in their home, congregation members need to see their leaders love for Yahshua and hear how Yahshua loves them from the leaders. We need to see that love in their actions toward each other and toward other members. Yahshua made that plain in his curious conversation with Peter. Please read Ezekiel 34 to 39. That's five chapters. To see how Abba Yahweh's strong reaction to this problem. Yahshua, applying his love to the issue, is an excellent solution to problems in the congregation, if we will use it. Yahshua's love for mankind was expressed because of what he said in John 17. Beginning in verse 18, John 17, "As you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for them, I set myself apart, so that they too might be set apart in truth. And I do not pray for these alone, but also for those believing in me through their word, so that they all might be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, so that they might also be one in us, so that the world might believe that you have sent me. So we see a relationship here that Yahshua is praying for. We see it in John 15, where he talks about the believers being in the vine and he being the grapevine, and various things about the vine bearing fruit and so forth. So here we see that this type of relationship where you're so close to the other person is described as being in the Father or in the Son. The disciples' witness is important because of their witness to the world. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John makes Yahshua's witness of love available to all mankind in all ages since the Messiah. Verse 22 in John 17 again. And the esteem which you gave me, I have given them, so that they might be one as we are one. That's Yahshua and the Messiah are one. And he wants them, which means us, to have that kind of a relationship with one another. I in them, you in me, so that they might be perfected into one, so that the world knows that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those whom you have given me might be with me where I am, so that they see my esteem which you have given me. O righteous Father, indeed the world did not know you, but I knew you, and these knew that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and shall make it known, so that the love which you loved me might be in them, and I in them. Brethren, this is such an important topic. It bears on the strength of our congregation. The elders have to show Yahshua's love and show their love for Yahshua. And that's, there are three of us. And we have to have love for one another within all members of the congregation. I'm not very good at that, but I'm trying. And we need to steady ourselves so that we will have the love of Yahshua, the love we have received from Yahshua through our salvation for which we're hoping. It's not a choice. It's a command of Yahshua. And it's a command of Torah also. So we have to do it. Oh, there it is. I dropped it. There's another little booklet I offer, Essential Love and Humility. got a picture of a convertible here, and it says, "Are you a convertible believer?" And we have to be. This is another, we're talking about love today, but humility is also not a choice. You want to be saved? You want to be with Yahweh forever? Humility is a key to that. And it's important. So if you'd like to have one of these booklets, write in and we'll send it to you.